200 U.S. troops are being sent to Israel to monitor the agreement. What exactly will they be doing? Will they actually go into Gaza? And are you concerned they could get caught in some crossfire?
George, so that story is actually misreported. We already have troops at Central Command. We've had them for decades in this country. They are going to monitor the terms of the ceasefire. And that's everything from ensuring that the Israeli troops are at the agreed upon line, ensuring that Hamas is not attacking innocent Israelis, doing everything that they can to ensure the peace that we've created actually sustains and endures. But the idea that we're going to have troops on the ground in Gaza, in Israel, that is not our intention. That is not our plan. There was a bit of a misreporting there, but we are going to monitor this piece to ensure that it endures. The other piece of good news that's been underreported, I think, George, is that Indonesia and a number of other majority Muslim states, they've actually offered to send ground troops to Gaza to ensure the necessary peacekeeping takes place. That's not something the United States is going to be expected to do. That's something the Muslim world is going to step up and do. And that, again, is because of the Trump administration's diplomacy.